And you know what? Here's something quite interesting. Our Little Beatles podcast now. this is quite strange. Statistically, that we get more downloads for this one program than we do for all of our History of Britain programs. So, clearly, our listeners have been voting with their ears. And it seems that you prefer our Beatles programs to our Shakespeare and Henry VIII programs. But there we go. What can I say? I have no idea. Right, a quick quiz for you. How about this? This has got nothing to do with the On This Day in History. Well, it has, but it's not as such. This is just a quick random quiz for you. I want to know when George Martin was born and where he was born. And the second one is Yoko Ono, where was she born and when? Brian Epstein, or Epstein, depending on how you pronounce it, when was he born and where? And That'll suffice, I think, for my little quiz for today. So I've got a few bits there. While you're having a think about that one, George Martin, Yoko Ono, Brian Epstein. Those three people, when and where were they born? I'm going to thrill you with some other alternative On This Day in Histories. On this day in 1975, because we're broadcasting from Spain, you know. And Franco died on this day in 1975 after 36 years in power. On this day in 1985, Microsoft Windows 1.0 was released. In 1992, there's a fire in Windsor Castle, cost 50 million quid to get it fixed. And in 1926, this is an interesting one, Terry Hall, an English ventriloquist, was born in 1926. Sort of reminds me of the very first time I went to the Liverpool Philharmonic, which is a beautiful building. And by the way, across the road is, you've got the Philharmonic pub. Very, very, very posh pub. And inside, very, very, very posh toilets. Because, of course, posh people need posh toilets to do their business. You can't expect them to make a mess in the same place that we make a mess. No, no, no. You have to go to a posh toilet. And the toilets in the Philharmonic pub are, apparently, and they have awards to prove this, are the best, the poshest toilets in the whole of the UK. So if you ever go to Liverpool, check out the Philharmonic, which is a beautiful building, but also check out the Philharmonic pub Boggs. Fantastic. Yes, just pop your head in and give it a try, and they are very, very posh indeed. Speaking of the Philharmonic, we used to go there every year with the school sort of prize presentation. And we used to sort of have to... The Philharmonic's beautiful. Big stage. Obviously, the Philharmonic has, in the past, maybe now, I'm not too sure, but in the past, it's been an official partner with Classic FM. And very often when Classic FM, the radio station, has some sort of concert or something, they'll use the Liverpool Philharmonic. So it's a very, very good Philharmonic, and the building is beautiful. And I used to run for Liverpool Harriers, which is the athletics team, and before that I used to run for the for my school, and quite a few times I was a winner, or I came second for the the Liverpool Catholic District something or other athletics things. I used to get my prizes, my certificates, had to go on to the Philharmonic pub.